It's Startup Nation on News Talk 760 WJR. Here's Jeff and Dan.
Okay, great show, great stuff, Dan.
Fantastic,
inspired,
Jeff.
Inspired.
I am. Yeah. As usual.
Love it. These great stories from the accidental entrepreneur to the entrepreneur growing, taking a family business and extending it now into the digital age with new approaches to the business and, you know, Chloe's company. Amazing stuff.
I've had so many takeaways, and one of the best ones I've had already was take it from roadblock to catapult.
I love that.
Take a roadblock and make it a catapult. I love that. That inspired me.
That's good stuff.
It is.
We're going to keep all these.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love these.
I'm going to use them too.
Great. Okay, good. Right on. Okay, well, moving right along. We've got another super startup to feature, and the owner of that, the founder and owner of that startup is Steven Johnson. This is Motor City Brew Tours. Steven, welcome to Startup Nation Radio.
Thanks for having me.
All right, right on. Well, listen, we're talking all about how businesses get started. You know, we're really talking to that audience of people out there who might be dreaming about pursuing something they love or passionate about or this great idea that they have. And we're trying to be the transformative point between dreaming and doing and getting people moving, taking action. Steven, tell us about when you came up with this idea to do Motor City Brew Tours. And that's where you're touring people around Detroit, the breweries here, kind of the beer scene and all that's going on there. You had this idea. What did you do to take action? What were some of the things you did right away to make it happen?
Well, I at one point I just said, let's just run an event. We didn't even write out a full business plan. We just said, we had this great idea. Let's run an event and try it and invite our friends and family to come out with us on a bus tour. That's how we started, and see what happens from there. So really, we just had to get ourselves off the couch and say, try it one time and see where it grows. And that's what we did.
And Dan, I know you love that.
I always think that's the right approach.
That is the right approach.
To get out there in the marketplace and let the marketplace prove that you've got a great idea.
Or that you don't.
Or
early on. Early on. Or what the challenges or problems might be. Or you might have just missed the mark here or there.
I always say that no is a perfectly acceptable answer.
It is. It is. I love that. Well, that's a great one. There it is right there. We could end the show right here. That's the zillion dollar nugget. Let's try to encapsulate that right now. And that is, when you've got a good idea, one of the things Steven did and one of the things you all should do is make sure, if it's possible, that you take either exactly what you're going to be selling or some facsimile of it, a prototype, whatever, and test it on the market and then find out if the market really wants it, maybe what the price point should be, you know, what the variation should be, if you've got it just right or you need to tweak it here or there.
Make sure that there's a need before you spend all this money on a business plan, all this money on research, all this time.
It's great stuff. So, Steven, obviously you got some good feedback on that test.
We did. We kind of learned how many breweries do you take people to on a bus tour, what's the timing, how much beer do you serve them, all those specifics that until you kind of put it in front of a live group, you're not really sure. So kind of over time, we've perfected that part of our business, and then we've kind of looked to our customers to say, what else would interest you, and you know, where else could we expand? And we've really gone where our customers have kind of stated it, and gone really where our instincts have told us to go.
That's great. Well, I picked up another tip there, by the way. The more beer you serve them, the better they like it, right? Well, I mean, the better the test goes.
I bet Steven's got some stories.
It was a party. Well, great. And so now, you know, this was 3 years ago. Was it 3 years ago when you started this business, 3-4 years ago?
We started in 2009.
In 2009.
So we're 5 years in.
You're living this life of an entrepreneur now. You're living the dream. How's it going?
I love it. I wake up every day more excited than the last day.
Wow. Now, man.
Is it a lifestyle, Steven? Is it because you're passionate about your tours, your customers? What is it that you love?
It's kind of a combination of that. I always wanted to run my own show, and this obviously lets me do that. I could take ideas I had in my head, and I can go after them right away. I came from the corporate world, worked for larger companies. Not always the case with large companies, and I really kind of had this fire inside me that I wanted to go after things that I had maybe a little more control over. And, 5 years in, I'm even more excited now than when I started.
So, Steven, as we talked to Katie earlier about taking that passion and then all of a sudden running the business and being the CEO of the company, how have you found that transition when you have to wear so many hats as an entrepreneur?
I thrive in it, honestly. I really enjoy that part of it. I really enjoy having my hands really in the thick of everything. I haven't had a problem with it.
That sounds wonderful. Congratulations. So you said you worked in the corporate world. It's really tough for a lot of startup entrepreneurs. When do you make the leap and make this your full-time job? Was that a tough decision
that's
for
a,
you?
That's a good, another very good question. Again, the same question I was just going to ask. Katie, listen, yeah. Let me make sure everyone understands. That's Katie Mann, and she's become an entrepreneur herself, with great success. And that's a great question, Katie. So, Stephen.
Yeah, you know, it's not something I took lightly. I was in a dual income household, so we had two nice paychecks coming in, and that was a scary leap to leave from kind of a regular paycheck and say, okay, I'm going to cut that part of my life off, and I'm going to try this with maybe no money coming in for a long time. But at some point, I had to say I'm committed to trying it, and that's basically what I did. And over time, I've made it work financially. And just being satisfied in the work itself. So both now are kind of clicking.
Yeah, I think it was Goethe that said there's magic in commitment. And indeed, that's another big thing. You know, to Katie's point, it's scary to leave that corporate world and leave that paycheck and all the benefits that go with it and take that leap, especially if you've got family and you've got other considerations that, make it even more complex. But committing, there's no question, Stephen, when you're committed, it gets serious at when you've got to make that, when you got to earn your living, you got to pay your bills from the business that you're now engaged in. And there's a big difference between part-timing it and full-timing it, isn't there, Stephen?
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, I part-timed it for at least the first year of the business. And, that really only took us so far. It was really until I kind of firmly committed myself to it that I started really making more longer-term decisions with the business.
Yeah, but the part-time stuff is important, too. I mean, and no one's saying you shouldn't part-time at the start. In fact, we advocate that in situations where that makes sense. Starting part-time, getting your confidence,
making sure you've got a market,
all
of those things.
Right.
Stephen, at what point in time did you finally determine that you were going to make it, that you were going to be over the hump and you were going to make it happen?
I would say last year.
Okay. Took you four years.
Last year, we were about halfway through the year, and we helped put on a beer festival in the Lansing market. With two other partners, so it was something a little different than our main business model. And at that, we had a lot of people show up. And in the middle of the festival, one of our cameramen got on top of a building and took a picture of everybody in the audience, and we had about 500 people out there.
Oh,
and they were all cheering and excited. And my buddy looks at me and he goes, "Wow, we created this today." And that was when I knew that we had kind of arrived at making it at the next level here. And really fell asleep pretty good that night.
That's fantastic.
What's the vision now? I mean, where does all this take you in your vision at this point?
Well, we're really at the convergence of a couple different things. We're interested in beer tourism in the state of Michigan. And we're also interested in bicycle tourism in the state of Michigan. So we've really tried to combine kind of both of my passions in life into a business. So we're trying to go in both of those directions and then crossing them sometimes on the same event.
Right.
So a bicycle event with a beer theme and things like that. And we continue to see just more and more opportunity just in Michigan doing those two things.
That's right on. Stephen, we got a break there. We're going to follow your progress so quickly. What's your website?
It's MotorCityBrewTours.com.
All right, right on. Can't forget that.
Thank you, Stephen.
All right, great show. Amazing show. Katie Mann. The accidental entrepreneur turned accidental radio show host on Startup Nation Radio. Thanks so much for being
today,
on.
Katie. Thank you.
Great guest, and I'm going to close because I couldn't repeat it earlier. I would have gotten too choked up, but I love it, Katie. They looked at me because I was good. Man, thanks for bringing such great stuff to the world, Katie, man. Thank you. Be back next week on Startup Nation Radio.
A singer in a smoky room, the smell of wine and cheap perfume, for a smile they can share.